Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody! This is Doug Loves Movies. Oh, did I say my name is Doug and I love movies? This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the historic Esther's Follies Theater on Saturday, March 10th, to Ocean's 12, during the South by Southwest Film Interactive and Music Festival, plus comedy in Austin, Texas! Yay! Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw Wanderlust. Liked it. Good movie. And last night, here at South by Southwest, I saw the world premiere of Cabin in the Woods. Also liked it. But I'm here to tell you, don't read any reviews of this movie, because they will ruin it. They will try not to ruin it, but it's too easy to ruin it and say too much. I've said too much. Shut up, Doug. You shut up. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of movies here at South By, including 21 Jump Street, Bernie, the Dodecapentathlon, that's a hard one to say, the Dodecapentathlon, Frankie Go Boom, Iron Sky, Nature Calls, Marley, Sleepwalk With Me, and also I'm very much looking forward to hosting the Film Awards on Tuesday, so come out to that if you're here, and if you're listening to this, it's already happened. And it was a massive success. Doug Loves Movies tapings are coming up in Minneapolis, Portland, San Francisco, Chicago, and Nashville. All of my tour dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Some corrections from last week's show. Did you guys hear last week's show that plopped yesterday? I don't know where I got the idea that Nathan Lane was going to be on Dancing with the Stars this season, and I apologize to any sad, sad person who was listening and got excited about the prospect of seeing Nathan Lane on Dancing with the Stars. He would be a lot of fun on there. I'm sorry I did that to you. And it also turns out that Jeff Garland was right. There is a movie called Hunter Killer, but according to IMDb, it stars Gerard Butler and hasn't been made yet. That's how in touch with this industry Jeff Garland is. Remember when Jeff Garland was on and he didn't get the bounty hunter in the Leonard Maltin game, even though he's in it? That was pretty awesome. For those of you who live in Austin but couldn't get tickets to be in here today because you don't have a fancy South by Southwest badge, I will try to come back ASAPOS. That's as soon as possible or sooner. has for you guys that did get in and waited in the rain, a lot of you. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. And I want to show you what you can possibly win for your trouble today. Did you guys bring name tags? We have some. Everybody has a badge with their name on it, but does anybody have fancy name tags that they made? Oh, so gentleman with a visor. That's always good. Just scribble on anything that you own and bring it down, and we're good to go. There's some over there. Okay, good, good. So you'll get selected possibly later, but let's see what you have a chance to win. You have a chance to win a replica of the condom from the Blues Brothers. This one was not touched by Frank Oz, but probably Miss Piggy had something to do with. We also have leftover from, I keep giving away Weezer stuff because I have it and you guys deserve it. This is Weezer's Ratitude CD signed by all the members of the band. Also, just hot off the presses, very exciting, the Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Yeah. Comes in blue or gray, and you can get it at astrecords.com if you want to buy one. Or you could just wait around and hope to win one someday. We have a CD by a gentleman who's going to be on the show today, and the CD is called Houston, We Have a Problem. And we'll talk to him about that a little bit when he comes out. One of the guests brought some vitamin C emergency, which is nice to have when you're, you know, wet and cold like we are today. He also brought a Chillerama chocolate bar. And let's see. Oh, and this sort of gives away who one of the guests is, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. An innkeeper's gift pack that includes, I believe, a poster, a T-shirt, and two room keys from the nefarious room number 353 in the film. And is that? Okay, and then one of the guests also may not actually be here yet because he just landed at the airport here in Austin and has to race over here. Maybe he went to the hotel first to, you know, because people like to look nice for you guys. So we'll see if he ever shows up. But in the meantime, I'm going to introduce him as if he's here. Please welcome Austin, Texas, Ty West, Joe Lich, James Adomian, and Greg Proops. One, two, three.
Look at all the drips.
Sit wherever you want, but don't switch the mics, though.
Don't switch the mics.
Mics were put out in a specific order.
I don't remember which one was on which chair.
The right hand was on the right. Right.
I'm playing Mike Monty with myself already, which no one's ever played in Texas, apparently.
I'm not from Texas. What's Mike Monty? Oh, Mike,
like
three card Monty.
Yeah, well, you moved.
Yeah,
it.
Mike Monty sounded like a totally different game, where there's a dude named Mike, and three people. I don't need to spell it out. Are you ever going to take a picture, or are you just going to hold it there for...
Novice photographer.
Waiting for the drips.
Yeah.
I don't mind photographs, but, you know, when you just sit there staring at your phone, I think you're just reading text or watching a movie. Yeah, I'm watching Get Smart on my phone.
Have you noticed there's water pouring through the ceiling as if we're in Rangoon doing a podcast?
Rango.
There's a drip in the ceiling because it's raining quite heavily outside.
There's no danger, by the way, of any kind of electrical bullshit. When you mix water and microphones, it is a safe mix.
As long as you have the right mic, you'll be fine. So
yeah,
you got the right one, right?
Yeah, and
I think he did. Did he get the right one? Do you know? I probably mentioned this the last time we recorded here last year, but the Esther and Esther's Follies is a reference to the great film swimmer Esther Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she from here?
I guess so, or she has put money into this theater or something, or I don't know exactly what her connection is, but I know she's connected in some way.
Austin's a huge swimming town.
Yeah, we're going to be swimming if this drip keeps coming the way it is. So that's Greg Proops' voice. Say hello to everyone, Greg, so everyone knows that are listening.
Hello, Doug Loves People.
That's you. And then James Adomian is racing from the airport. It is his first time in Doug Loves Movies, and so I'm not getting a chance to explain to him how the games work. So he'll be marvelously and wonderfully confused.
Fuck him.
If and when he shows up. That's Joe Lynch, the friendly Joe Lynch.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Who the last time he was on Doug Loves Movies in the Leonard Maltin game, he was
Failed spectacularly.
He was not happy with his performance.
I'm here to fuck up again. So hopefully, wait, are you going to have any answers that are going to have Johnny Dangerously, DOA, or Gordon and the Whale? Because I don't know where the fuck I came up with that for Squid and the Whale. So hopefully one of those is the answer, and then we'll be
fine. Anyone in Squid and the Whale named Gordon?
Possibly.
We're just trying to keep it local for Austin.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, because the Gordon the Whale website, and we're trying to give a shout out.
I thought there's the
shout out.
I thought there was a Gordon's Fisherman who wore one of those little turned up hats. And
see, that's just so weird how you were just like you were double donging it or something like that. It was very strange. Just like, is there a guy named Gordon who likes to?
No, there's a fisherman who's a logo for a frozen seafood concern, but he will double fucking swallowtail it if you ask him to. He'll snail dart you.
I will buy those sticks.
He'll brown trout you so hard, is my understanding.
Very little of that will make any sense to the listener, but...
You spend your iTunes download wisely.
Visual reference.
Try not to do the visual stuff, filmmaker Joe Lynch.
Oh, sorry, stroke. With both hands. Is that better?
Sure, now people can rewind and it'll all make sense.
You've already
improved.
It's
better upon second viewing. It's like Cabin in the Woods. Oops. So we're not supposed to talk.
Oh, look who's here. There he is.
Okay, how are you, buddy?
Have a seat. James Adomian, everybody.
Hey, brother.
Fresh off the airplane, folks.
Oh, sorry. I was getting on you, man. How are you, man?
Thank you, Greg. Good to see you, brother.
Hi,
I'm Joe. Hi, how's it going?
Hi, James.
Hi, I'm Ty.
Hi, Ty. James.
Normally, this stuff happens backstage. This is very exciting.
Pleasantries.
Everyone's very polite backstage and on stage. And James is wearing a lovely slip-on shoe.
I didn't dress for the rain, really, apparently.
He's only wearing one shoe?
No.
Oh, no, two. He's got two.
I have two soaked shoes.
And you have a hat on for the rain.
Yeah.
That works out, all right.
All right, so we're all on the same page.
And you got your rain goggles on, a.k.a. glasses. Thank you for racing over here.
Yeah.
And when you come and do Comedy Bang Bang at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, you catch a little bit of my show sometimes because you're waiting to do that, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of have an idea what's going to happen today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we didn't really have a backstage, like me explaining things like when people show their name tags for the Leonard Maltin game, you have to go into the audience and pick the one you want to play for and then bring it back to your seat. And if they wrote the name of the shithead on the back of it, read it out loud.
I'm going to get all that wrong.
As soon as you see it. Well, I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Pay attention. All right, we'll see what happens. I was about to say hello to Ty West there on the end with the perfect rain pants on.
That's right.
With the knees exposed.
Yep.
I found out you were here, so I was excited to have you here, and we had you on recently, and you did great at the Leonard Maltin game, not to rub it in Joe Lynch's face.
That was the first thing I said to Joe, is that I can only go down from here, because I won both games, which is, I don't know if that's happened twice in a row for anyone.
Rub it in, West.
I will.
Rub it in.
Fuck you. But
fine, Cabin Fever 2, we'll start with that.
Too soon.
Can we say what we were saying backstage?
I'm sorry.
Can we talk about that?
Alan Smithy?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Ty made...
That was a low blow because I made a movie a few years ago called Cabin Fever 2 that was taken away from me, and I tried to take my name off of it for a year and a half, which I failed at doing. And so that's where that's why we're such good friends, is because on stage here in Austin...
I'm putting my head on Ty's shoulder.
Put your head under that drip. You should put it under the drip.
He tried to give it the Alan Smithy treatment, but it's harder than ever now to give it the Alan Smithy treatment because everyone knows what Alan Smithy means. And so the Directors Guild is especially
As far as I know,
weird about it.
They retired the name, so you can't do that anymore. And you can get a different pseudonym, but there's not a lot of principles left in filmmaking, so no one really wants to do that because you give up the chance to make money later if the movie happens to be successful. So the overall response is like, oh, you don't want to do that. And I was like, I do want to do that. And they were like, well, we don't even know who to send you to do that because that's an insane request. And it just went around and around and around, and it became me versus the studio. And I lost that fight. So you're
saying, basically.
Well, you can see it.
But you won with House of the Devil. Come on, House of the Devil fans. See, I brought it back.
Yeah. Well played.
Did Alan Smithy have a pretty good retirement package when they retired him?
I think he's doing all right. I think he's St. Petersburg somewhere, chilling.
God damn, that Joe Esterhaus, Alan Smithy movie.
Yeah, remember that one?
Oh, what a goddamn horrible movie.
But I think that because they Alan Smithied the Alan Smithy movie, that was when everyone finally went, all right, enough of
this. Wasn't it like Arthur Hiller at first, and then he took his name off?
Yeah, and that became when everyone just went, we're not doing this anymore. Because once the Alan Smithy movie gets Alan Smithied, I think it just got too postmodern or something, and people couldn't take it.
There should be a new Alan Smithy name.
Can we take Alan Smithy as...
What was the one you wanted to do?
Fernando Fagabeefy. I think that's a... Got rejected immediately. I wonder why.
You think
Silence.
We could, you think we could purloin Alan Smithy and use it at our comedy shows and go, I didn't write that one. That was Alan Smithy joke.
We could try it. I'd probably get the same reaction it just got here. but you know, that, it's worth a shot.
The reaction that it got reminded me of an old 80s movie called Flatliners.
Old 80s movie. Christ.
Old 90s
old
movie.
Old Schumacher masterpiece.
Okay.
Clearly not.
I like right. it. I'll back you up. I
All
like
right.
that.
Thank
movie.
You.
If you say so. So, Ty, what brings you to South By? What are you participating in this particular
I
visit?
Have a – there's an anthology film here called VHS. It's a midnight film. They haven't seen it, but they're excited. And I appreciate that. And so that plays, I think, Sunday night at midnight. And that, and I was on the Midnight Shorts jury. So I'm just sort of down here doing those two things.
That's awesome. And, Joe, what do you got going on?
I'm on a – sitcom called Holliston that's on Fearnet with another horror filmmaker named Adam Green. He's going to love that reaction. That's awesome. They didn't like me. That's coming out in April. We're doing a panel tomorrow, and I came out here for Doug Loves Movies.
No, you there didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't fly out to do this.
Shut up, Doug. Okay. Go with me.
All right. And James has got a bunch of stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I'm doing several Comedy Bang Bang events here at the festival. I mean, the thing. I mean, the conference. The not festival.
It's not a festival?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do people get mad at you if you call it a festival?
Somebody did.
It's a fucking conference, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you with your slip-on shoes and your hat and your goggles?
I'm from another time.
What? Now, you do a lot of characters on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
And but how many of are any of them in movies, or are they more like just...
I believe that Jesse Ventura did a documentary called Predator. About hunting predators in Guatemala.
That was a documentary?
Yep. Until I lost creative control.
And when you close your eyes, it's perfect.
Still pretty good with open eyes. And but there's got to be some a movie star in your repertoire of amazing voices that you do.
Nope, no, I don't really. I avoid them.
Why?
No, I was just trying to give you the worst moment possible.
No, I was going
to
get into that. Why would you avoid movies?
Well, no,
stars?
I love doing. I did a video as the drunk Orson Welles from the notorious YouTube video he did, and that's one thing I love doing. The one where he's like trying to do a wine commercial, and he's like, the French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. Cut. What?
That sounds like drunk you.
Thank you. I'll take the compliment.
Take it and run. And Greg Proops is doing his very own podcast, Smartest Man in the World, right on this very stage.
Yeah, I'll be doing the Aqua version right after your show.
The underwater,
thank you,
spectacular Proops review will happen right after this.
Right.
So
it'll be the Esther Williams tribute show.
Yeah, so go out into the rain and get back in line and come back in, you guys.
Do you guys really have to go out in the rain and come back in?
I think
awesome.
So. I think so. But they were good about letting people sit in the some people got to sit in the lobby here at Esther's.
How much rain does it take before people snap, before it turns into Woodstock 94?
Smash shit up, man.
Wait, 99 is the rape one. 94 is the mud one.
Yeah, rapey Woodstock was 99.
So we'll throw mud in this one. We'll rape at the next one.
Fred Durst will go by on a board. It'll be fine.
I don't know which I preferred, rape stock or mud stock.
Both were good.
They both had their pros and cons.
Rape stock went by faster. Thank you for the three people who heard that one. I said rape stock went by faster. Any concert that Fred Durst is at, you know, it's fucking on like fucking Mario Brothers.
So, Ty, have you seen any anything here yet since you arrived?
I've only seen the Midnight Shorts, which I saw last night. And that's it so far, because I just got in last night. I can say there is a Midnight Short I recommend that people see, because it's a music video of nothing but vaginas singing. And
I've seen that. Oh, wait. Sorry, they weren't singing.
It is nothing but with dental floss so that they can move their lips.
Manamana.
Yeah. And
oh my God. They're being manipulated? So it's like clockwork Slorange or whatever?
That was Alan Smithy, but they open, this is visual, but they open and close via help from some strings, and they're painted in different funny costumes, whether it be beards. There's the Homer Simpson one we've all seen on the internet, and makes a cameo. And it was quite a weird middle of the program.
It's queeftacular.
Do you have to turn your head to the side to watch it?
Kind of. Yeah. They are all a little on a jaunty angle.
Sounds like a jaunty video in general. And have you
Jaunty's
seen any?
Thanks, brother.
And now, last night, Joe didn't go see Cabin in the Woods. He gave his tickets to other people because that's how much he likes it and wants other people to
see
it.
People have to see this movie. Can we talk about it? Are these people
kind of
cool?
There's a lot of narcs in here.
That's the thing. A lot of folks have seen it, but those that haven't are starting to really get into the secret of it.
The less you know, and it sucks about that trailer that came out because it kind of gives stuff.
Is there more to know than the trailer? Because it seems like a pretty big spoiler.
Closer. Oh no, that was American Beauty. No, it's a fantastic movie about horror movies in a way, and I'm not going to give anything more away than that. Just go see it, go support it, because it's an original horror movie that's coming out. Hopefully, it doesn't get destroyed by Smurfs 2.
Has it been finished for like 2 years? I don't know the story of it, but it's been sitting around.
Yeah,
right?
It was with MGM, and then MGM was just like, "Whoa, this is just too good for us." So Lionsgate took it.
MGM decided it was so good they decided to go out of business.
After they wanted a post-convert to
3D.
Oh,
this movie's great. Let's file for bankruptcy.
Is MGM Nakatomi Plaza, or is it next door to Nakatomi Plaza?
It's next door.
Yeah, okay. It's right there.
Nakatomi Plaza.
And then Lionsgate picked it up. But I'm shocked that every studio in town, that town, not this one, or this one, I would think everybody wouldn't want to pick up this movie. It's really... It's really fun and different. Game changer.
How does it end?
Oh, I can tell you that because... Well, I can't tell you. It's one of those movies where in the first scene you're like, oh, okay, I thought this was about a cabin in the woods. And that's all I'm going to say.
You might have even given too much away there.
You think so? We're talking about the very first scene?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, okay. It's not, you know, titties jiggling and
cabin. Whoa.
Okay, so it's not titties jiggling, and it's not about cabin in the woods.
You're driving people away when you say there's no titties jiggling.
First, you guys in
20 minutes in, there's titties, okay?
Yeah, there is titties.
First act titties, you're fine.
This is like good filmmaker, bad filmmaker. The first guy says, go see a movie that's nothing but vaginas singing, which is, of course, a heavenly gift.
Yeah.
And then the next guy, there's no titties. So what the fuck's in it for me? It's not got a cabin, and there's no breasts. And
that's why I gave you the other option.
Not exactly.
So, and it's short. You're in and out.
Whoa.
Chaturanga.
West for the win.
Yeah. Nothing but net.
Boom. So what are you guys looking forward to seeing at... Greg, are you going to have time to see any movies? Or?
No, but I will be doing my show and then Comedy Bonge Bonge after. And then I'm going home tomorrow, sadly, without having...
Haven't seen anything.
Seen anything, but I understand that it's been marvelous. The thing that distinguishes this from a festival is that there's not that much festivities, but I find that I confer with a lot more people, making this more of a conference than a festival for me. I mean, when I talk to someone, they don't go, hey, whatever, let's have a drink or whatever. They're like, come here, and we get in close with each other, and we exchange a few low-key words, and then a note changes hands, and then we fuck off into the night. It's way more conferring.
A congress would be too formal. Then we'd be...
Well, if we convened, then we'd all be sitting, and there'd be a gavel and whatnot. But a conference, I think, there's drinking and like that, and people looking at their phones a lot. Apparently, everyone's phones have an amazing world inside them full of friends and stuff, and apps.
Yeah, I haven't done anything at South By because I'm too busy looking at my South By app.
By the way, if you sign up to be in this festival, you receive more emails than you received since the dawn of emails.
Oh, my God. It's insane how many emails they send you.
Like, I didn't know I had to go to everything that ever happened.
It's the girl that thinks you're going to leave her of festival.
Tuesday
yes,
at 8.
Yes, I'm
free.
Coming. I will be there. Relax, South By. Quit hounding me. You're too needy.
I've never really had this many emails in my life before.
About anything?
Nothing. No, no. Apparently, this is the most important goddamn thing I've ever done in Cyber World. There's a satellite up there just burning a fuse or whatever satellites have.
It's possible that I actually get more South By emails than LinkedIn emails, which is a feat in itself.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fuck those LinkedIn emails. Richard wants you to know he's on LinkedIn. Good for you, Richard.
A decline.
Repeated reminders.
Does anyone not feel mortified when they send that out accidentally to their friends? Does Richard really want you to be on LinkedIn, or is he like, no! What have I done?
A lot of last-minute regret there on that move. Do you know what movies are playing here, James? Like, are you looking forward to anything?
I know nothing. I just showed up, and I ran through the rain from the airport, and I'm here. But I have Sunday. I'm going to go get drawn into some things.
Yeah, you got a badge. So just as Janet Pearson, who's in charge of the film aspect of the festival, says, just go see something. Just try out a movie just for the fuck of it. And if you don't like it, leave 10 minutes in, but do a really loud Jesse Ventura impression on your way out. Like, what would Jesse Ventura say?
I'm not buying it.
Please do that. Please just go to some movie.
Just some character.
Just stand up and announce
what
that.
What are they hiding?
When the lights go out?
Just go to the Alamo and just go into the Lorax. And
there's
just
no cabin and no titties.
They have these cute little bumpers that they show before all the movies that are made, made locally, and they're generally pretty funny or interesting, but that it'd be funny to walk out on that. Like Jesse Ventura thinks that's the movie.
These promos are clearly Illuminati.
Goddamn elites.
See this and more? So I'm supposed to be plugged in and brainwashed?
What are you looking forward to seeing at the festival, Joe Lynch?
Killer Joe tonight.
Killer Joe Lynch.
Billy Friedkin.
It's about you.
No, it's
a documentary about you. What did you say to me happens in the movie? Like, spoiler alert.
Supposedly there's a chicken wing that gets inserted into a vagina. I mean, that's a must-see, I'd say. In the first act, probably.
Vaginas are the new found footage. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Now, if you can make South a found footage vagina trend. Movie, you're fucking gold. Chronicle 2, vaginas.
South By started Mumblecore, and now they've moved on to Vaginacore.
Vaginacore?
Oh, thank God. I'm tired of... I want my vaginas to sing, not mumble.
I just want Popeye's Chicken to sponsor that movie. I want my vaginas to vamp.
I like
that's a clever gay joke I made about myself.
Ty, what are you going to see other than you have to see all the shorts to judge them?
I've seen that. I've done that. So that's done. Check that off.
Does the vagina thing win your vote? Was it your favorite?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. Secret vote.
But I can tell you that we conferred about it, as any conference would. I have the app on my phone. I have a list of all the things I want to see. I might go see the Secret Midnight movie tonight. I have a hunch. I know what it is. But also tonight is the party for Magnolia Pictures, who put out my film. So chances are I'll be way too drunk by the time midnight rolls around.
Where's that party at?
I don't know. I mean, wow. I'll let you know. I look in the
There's
phone.
There's parties all over the area. It's party crazy around here. A lot of parties that no one can get into.
That's the conference part. If it was a festival, you'd be able to just bullshit your way in. But at a conference, you're like, can I see your badge?
May I see your credentials, sir?
I seem to have misplaced them back at my abode. I wonder might you let me in on my meager fame. My small amount of renown certainly entitles me to crash this Magnolia Films party. I'm personal friends with Ty. We were speaking only this afternoon about a movie where vaginas gave voice to their very hearts in song, on the wings of song, sir. I'm on the shorts panel.
Yes.
Not but... film shorts, just your shorts.
I knew B-I-B. This was great delight. Pardon my... of recommendation, perhaps?
Pardon my salivating.
I should have let you two sit next to each other.
5-year-olds in a playpen.
I should start separating the comedians from the filmmakers.
That one's mine, but go ahead,
show.
Baby. You can have
but
it.
But last time I was on, the comedians were doing impressions of each other. So that hasn't quite happened yet. We're still in the
Jesse Ventura. Oh, that could happen. James, do your Greg Proops impression.
I've never tried this before. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So you're not a genius, maybe you're stupid. Is that what it is?
I so do not talk like that.
I was utterly proopsy in it.
Doesn't sound a bit like James Cagney.
Okay, Greg, your impression of James.
Well, I can't really do James, but I can...
Just do Jesse Ventura.
I was going to say, well, you're trying to trick me into something that will be lead me down the garden path. Everybody head for the chopper. The Council of 12 has adjudicated. When I was governor, I was both a strong man and a diplomat, making me a diploman.
I thought of myself as more of a Duplo man.
It's
constructed by large plastic blocks. When the Predator blew out my chest, it was surgically replaced with Duplos.
What were we talking about, Ty?
Shorts? My vaginas is the last thing I heard.
They seem to be
that
pretty
was a
popular.
Filmmaker. That's she's, what I... she's trying to get a vote.
I love that. Yay, vaginas. Vaginas.
Finally,
vaginas.
Finally, the Macarena has been replaced.
Hey, la la hoo, la la.
By
hey,
a much better word.
Wow.
Macarena probably meant vagina. We didn't know it all this time.
I bet it was a clever disguise.
Yeah, I wouldn't use a Spanish word in Texas and expect the whole crowd not to know what it fucking means. But then no one's from Texas in this room, so.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about, let's just find out. How, applaud if you live in Austin.
Oh, I was wrong. I was wrong.
I think all the out-of-town interactive and film people are too stupid to figure out that this is happening at Esther's yeah. Follies.
I was just going to say a lot of people...
They all go, what's Esther's Follies is the first thing that people say to me. And people that live here know what it is because it's been on this corner for forever.
Yeah.
Is it hot? Is it big? Is it one big mistake? Is it some kind of folly?
I don't think that's why it's called that. Esther's Mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to rename it tomorrow.
You know what?
That was a terrible name if that was ever
Esther's
the
Error has a nice... nice ring to
it's,
it.
It's because this bar cost $35 million to build and took 700 lives. That's why it's Esther's Folly.
It's the Hoover Dam of bars.
This is an amazing theater.
Oh, shit, you guys. Huell Hauser just dropped in.
This is actually 7,000 feet deep. Is that right?
Yes, originally it was.
Okay, now what is this? So it goes down and down all the way to where? Just hell?
Well, no, there's just a sub-basement where we find lots of interesting artifacts of the people who were indigenous to this area.
There were people who were indigenous to this area who are no longer here. Now what is all that about?
Well, some several hundred years ago, there was many different tribes that lived here, and... they're no longer here because they were driven out through disease.
Disease? Wow! This is truly an amazing part of California's goal.
Huell, we're in Texas.
We're in Texas, California!
And you were worried about filling up the time?
Oh, no, I knew as soon as he got here from the airport, we'd be good to go. Shall we play a game or two?
Yay, vagina.
Yay, vagina. That should be a game. I'll work on it. I'll go back to the lab.
Hey, vagina, what's that?
Yay, vagina. Gay vagina.
Oh, yeah, gay vagina, sure. I didn't say that. I like
what
that.
What have you done?
You mean my mangina.
Gay vagina. All right. Let's play Build a Title. Very popular. Also very confusing. So we'll start with, since Greg and Ty and Joe have played before recently, we'll start with Greg and then we'll go to Ty, and then that way James will have a chance to figure out what the hell is going on.
Slow guy.
Not that you're slow, but you're just, you know, you haven't been on the show before, and you deserve a fair shake.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
I got some suggestions from Twitter. Of course, the winner of this game is going to get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. And the first suggestion for Build a Title, Greg, is a gentleman named Justin Wern, W-E-R-N, on Twitter, suggested a river runs through it. So we'll lose the A at the beginning. We don't need that shit. So you need a movie that ends with river or begins with it. Greg Proops.
River Runs Through It came from outer space.
It sure did.
Peace.
And then we go to Ty, who needs a movie that begins with space or ends with river.
A River Runs Through It came from outer space, Jam.
Oh!
Underrated gem.
I like that. Excellent. That was Pearl Jam was originally going to be called Space Jam. And then they went, why would we call ourselves that? Joe, begins in jam or ends in river?
Okay. Was that Meryl Streep one? Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Silkwood.
Was it? Fuck. Yes. Yes. Pritzy's Honor.
No helping from the audience.
Yes, no.
Can't believe I had to tell you that.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, maintain radio silence.
Ghost Protocol.
Ooh.
I saw that movie. There's no fucking ghosts in it. There's a lot of protocol.
Right.
A lot of protocol.
It's like South by Southwest.
No goddamn ghosts.
Yeah.
Where's Patrick Swayze and a penny going up the wall?
No. No one made a pot during the movie or anything.
Shit.
You still haven't thought of the Meryl Streep
movie? No, keep going. Parameters.
No, you're out.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh.
All right, then we come to James.
Okay, so...
You need a movie title that ends with the word river, and it can't be The River, starring Mel Gibson.
Okay, so...
Or begins with jam.
Right.
Which, so I don't know if there's anything...
Moon River Runs Through It came from outer space.
Yeah.
Jam.
That's how it's done.
Damn you.
Wow. Guy who's never played the game before just schooled Joe Lynch.
I'm just going to sit in the back. Fuck it.
So we go to Greg. You need something that ends in moon or begins with jam.
Racing with the Moon, River Runs Through It, came from outer space, Jam.
Nice. Racing with the Moon, starring Sean Penn, Nicolas Cage, and Elizabeth McGovern. All right. Then we're back to Ty. Ends with racing or race, begins with jam or am.
Death Racing with the Moon. It came. Wait, Death Race. Hold on.
Was there one that was just Death Race with no 2000?
The new one.
I'll take it. Death Racing with the Moon.
Sold.
River Runs Through It came from outer space, Jam. I love the polite applause. Like anything's been accomplished.
If James makes this one, it'll be worth over $15,000.
No, it's James Turner.
So what is the, can I ask what the title is that's gotten to me now?
It needs to end in death, as all things do.
As all things do.
Or it needs to begin with jam, as they also do.
Hello.
People are like, ew. That's not jam.
Okay, that should be easier
something
than I think it is.
Something death.
Something death.
Yeah. Blah, 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 death.
Why don't I know? But yeah, that old class, the old, of course. Well, I know.
You got this.
Yeah. Burning death. What is it? Death.
Burning death jam.
Yeah. Burning death jam. Burning death jam on top of a river running through a big old pile of jam.
Okay. So you're out. So you're out. Just for this round. We come back to Greg, yeah.
Mask of the Red, Death Race 2000, Racing with the Moon, River runs through it,
Came from Outer Space Jam.
Well done.
Okay, it's just down to Ty and Greg on this round, so...
You got this.
Ty, what do you think? Ends in mask, and you can't say the mask or just
or
mask.
Or just mask.
Mm. Damn you, Rocky Dennis.
Everyone's stumped, I think. I think we might have stoppers on both ends.
You can't say mask?
You can't just go mask, yeah, because that doesn't take any... That doesn't build anything.
All times now I have it.
That just
can Ty
just,
call
that
me
just confirms that there's a foundation. It doesn't build.
Understood.
Call me, Ty. I can give you the answer. I got this.
Well, here's the thing. Exactly as I realize what it is by you knowing what it is, someone said it. So now I feel guilty to take it.
You didn't hear anything.
What
she
kind of fucking?
Again.
What
who
kind of,
is the demon
what
in
kind
the
of demon voice?
Gizmo's kind of voice. I will help you from the audience. I can't get booked on this fucking show.
Nope. I am the rain child. I rise in the rains.
Build it. Please build it.
I was in Legend and I can't get on this goddamn movie show.
Ah. Legend.
Go ahead and take it.
It seems like cheating. I think I should tap. I think because when he was like, I got one, I was like, what would Joe know? And then I went, I know what it is.
I want to know what it is.
It's Behind the Mask.
What's that?
The Rise of Leslie Vernon would be the after the
great
colon.
Slasher movie.
Yeah, you can't.
I was gonna say son of an ass.
After the colon counts. Yeah, you can't get rid of that. Yeah,
well,
that's
the
title.
Case, I don't feel so bad.
You can't get rid of After the Colon Breaking Dawn Part One.
Do you think that the box cover has the colon on the box cover, or do you think it's just us that know the colon?
On iTunes and VOD, I think it's just Behind the Mask.
All right, so Greg Proops has a point for Mask of the Red. Death Racing, the Moon River Runs Through It, Came from Outer Space Jam. That was a good one, you guys.
I was going to give you Son of the Mask, but, you know.
That would have been great. That's a better one.
Oh, yeah.
No sequel.
Son of
that.
The Mask.
That's probably the only one. What's Jam, though? That one, really, I fucked myself
did
on that
Did anybody
one.
Come up with a Jam one? Now you can speak.
Jamityville
Horror, you motherfucker!
Wait a minute. Were you in a count?
Joe that? Lynch, off the stage. That guy, get up here.
Come on up! Because I actually thought Jamerican Beauty, but then I was like, he'll never go for it.
Wow.
Yeah, because you don't really say American like you would Jam.
Depends on what you're part
from Texas,
you're from,
you
friend.
All right, well, that was a good one, though. That was fun, and thank you, audience member, for that. And now go back to not yelling out answers. And... got to remind people, because you guys are drinking already, right? Woo! All right, Electro Lemon suggested the next one. Let's see. So Greg got the point. So let's start with James.
Okay.
And then we'll go.
Hi. Yeah, sounds fine with me.
And then we'll go to Joe. Who's that?
Start with James.
Me? Yeah. No, I'm your little guy.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
You guys are like twins in a hallway in a horror film.
Come play with us.
Yeah, why don't you have a ball?
We are singing vaginas.
Mine's just vagina. You're my brother.
Mine just whistles.
Poke.
Why don't you build a tile?
Do we have to start doing funny voices and poking each other? Or
No. It's cool.
Poke.
It's cool. So
imagine what grade school was like.
James.
Yes.
World's Greatest Dad.
That's the suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good movie.
Yeah, directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. He's got a movie here called God Bless America.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Looking forward to it. So World's Greatest Dad. So you need something that ends in world or begins with dad.
Can I go, it's a mad, 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 mad world means greatest dad?
Yes, you can.
Sweet.
I hope you had said the right, did he say the right number of mads? I believe there's four mads in the
title.
It's
a mad, 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 yeah.
I think so.
It's a mad, 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 mad world's greatest dad.
Nice. And we go to Joe.
Does that mean it has to be its?
Yeah. So or part. You know, you could use it as part of a word. Like if there's a movie that ends in
like
the word shit.
If I said like internationalist or like international, does that, because, no?
Yeah, it's a little tricky. Yeah. I'd try dad.
Think so?
I think there's a lot
I'm still going to fuck this up. I'm so nervous.
I think there's some action on the dad end. if it were up to me.
I pass. Fuck it. I'm just going to fucking pass.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm going to pass to Ty West.
Oh, my God. I can't even argue that
this
you don't suck
just
at
do
this.
It. Just do it. I told you.
That was
all right. So I'll go. It's a mad. Is that enough mads? Mm-hmm. Mad world.
World's greatest dad.
Daddy daycare.
Yeah. Daddy daycare.
I was going to say dad. Oh, fuck.
Why didn't you say it then?
I just wanted to be up here with you guys. That's all.
So now was it? It's its or dat
or care. Care.
Whoa.
Care.
Care. Starting or ending with care?
Starting with care.
Or ending with it?
All you need to do is add a syllable.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks, Doug. Cheers. I don't feel bad cheating at all. Well, how does it start?
It's a world's greatest daddy
daycare bears movie. And may I do a little Christopher Walken from the movie very poorly?
Please.
I hate you. Bears.
Jamboree.
Yesterday when I was in my hotel, Catch Me If You Can was on, and I left right in the middle of it. And when I came back at like 3 in the morning, it was on exactly where I left off, which is a sign. And what I find to be really – it's a great movie, but there's a point where Christopher Walken tells that story in the beginning of the movie about the two little mice, if you remember that, where he's like, two little mice fell into a – but yeah. By the end, when he's like crazy –
they're in the butter.
And by the end, he's so like depressed that he just shouts it out at random times. So there, he's just sitting in a booth. He's like, two little mice fell. And it doesn't make any sense. And then Leonardo DiCaprio gets really sad. And I discovered that Catch Me If You Can is the saddest second half of a movie ever. Because it's just him trying to fix his failed family, and he can't. That's what it's ultimately about.
Is that the Leonardo DiCaprio pilot one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
/ doctor, / lawyer, / counterfeiter.
Is there stalling going on?
What's happening right now?
I think we're on movie. The first word needs to be movie. Mm-hmm. Or the last word is it.
Okay. The whole thing now is it's a mad world's greatest daddy daycare bears movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I love you.
Do good times and bad times. I'm on the side of you.
Doug loves his movies oh so much. Too much.
Way too much. I was with care. I was thinking Carrie.
Oh.
Carrie. Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
But I'm a child.
You went Care Bears movie.
Yeah.
So yeah. So can you think of a movie that starts with the word movie, or ends in the word it?
Okay.
It's. I don't think there's one that ends in it's.
You don't think so?
Nuh-uh.
All right. How about the snake pit to mad world's greatest daddy daycare bears movie? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Snake pits.
Nice.
All right. So then we come around to Joe is out.
Thank God.
Ty is going with the playing off the word. Could I do the... Snake Pits, a mad world's greatest daddy daycare.
Bear
the move E.T. the extraterrestrial.
Move E.T. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Move E.T.
Wow.
There's always a way out, even in the darkest corner.
I don't like to lose.
Now, what do you... audience, what do you think? Is the official title End His Adventures on Earth, or do we end it as extraterrestrial? All right, I'm a guy in the front row says end it. All right, so get this fucking game over with. I've got a name tag, and I want that candy bar.
There's water dripping on my head.
I want that Chillerama bar that Joe brought and the Greg's CD.
That's up to a $5 value.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
And, James, did you bring anything for me to give away to the audience?
No, but I got plenty of stuff I can give away if somebody really wants it.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but congratulations, future winner.
Mostly just a couple of quarters and stuff.
Maybe like, did you get some? Did they give you drink tickets? Maybe you can give him a drink ticket.
I haven't done. I'm not.
You
officially
just walked
here right
in.
Now.
You
yeah.
just walked in. You're not even here.
I'm a man on the run from the law.
Ghost protocol. Ghost protocol. All right. So we're. Which way were we going this time? We're back around to you, Greg.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, yeah. Ends so, in snake or begin?
Ends
begin,
in snake.
Yeah. Snake pits. A mad world's greatest daddy daycare bears move the extraterrestrial.
Ends in snake.
Or cheol.
Or starts with sheol.
Cheol, yeah.
Extraterrestrial.
Because I don't think there's any movies that begin with that whole word. So you'd
extraterrestrial?
Yeah, you'd have to use a part of it.
Or start with snake.
End with snake.
Don't tell me what to do.
Blank snake.
Bike snake?
No, blank.
Oh.
I'm not giving
you. We're playing
you
match game now?
I'm not giving you any hints. I'm just saying. Is there a movie that ends in snake?
No, there isn't. There's one that's Black Snake Moan, I think it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that would be too.
Of course, there's the snakes on the plane.
Yeah, but that one won't work either, will it? Mm-hmm. You're just taunting me now.
Mm-hmm.
Or teasing.
Just mentioning snake movies.
Yeah, you are.
There's a Snake Plissken as a character in a movie.
Yeah, there certainly is. Call me Snake. If it only had made a sequel called that, then I would be fucking fancy free right now instead of sweating in Austin.
Yeah, why the fuck did they call it Escape from L.A. when they could have called it Call Me Snake?
Exactly. Could we say that they did in our dreams and make this the dream version of your show? Meaning no. My fantasy is to win and I'm lifted on a purple cloud above this judgmental crowd of fucking damp people.
Damp people.
I got nothing. I'm going to say...
So you're out.
Okay. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. I was going to try one, like, she'll be coming round the mountain when she snakes on a... No, okay. Yeah.
Unacceptable. What do you think, James? Anything?
Unacceptable is a great M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It's about a character who finds out he has superpowers, and he's like, no thanks.
No,
I'm just going to keep being a mailman. Yeah.
Don't spoil the twist.
Sorry.
Okay, so it's help me. It starts
and in snake.
But it starts with the snake pit. Okay, so that's where it is currently?
Yeah,
okay.
Snake pits of mad world.
The snake pits of mad world's greatest daddy daycare bear the movie E.T. the extraterrestrial trial by jury.
So close! Not good! Don't encourage him! All right, so Ty gets the point.
He's so being a consonant blocker.
Yeah. But I love your spirit and your imagination and your...
It's your answers and your gameplay that I have a problem with.
It's your failure and your loserdom. All right, so let's... that was a good one. So do I need to read the whole thing again? Snake pits of mad world's greatest bears at terrestrial. Okay.
Nice.
What's wrong with this mic? Okay. I'm just kidding. Sound department's freaking out back there. Okay, so this next suggestion. So Ty got the point, so we'll start with Joe and come back this way.
Are we still playing this game?
Yeah. It goes on for, we're going to play 17 rounds. The best out of 17 is going to win this thing. You guys are so good at it that it's dragging it out. Let's do one more. No, we'll keep going because I want Joe and James to get a chance to get a point.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, you guys. Greg Feltes, F-E-L-T-E-S, on Twitter suggested Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan. The Wrath of Khan. So who did I say we were going to start with, Joe? Yeah, so you need something that begins with Khan or ends with Star. Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan.
I gotta believe you've got this on both ends.
Yeah. Fucking be a man and take it from both ends.
Like at the beginning of the show, remember the double diddling?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're
the
right.
Gordon
Fishman. So bring that back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The
so
Gordon Shrimp.
James wasn't here for that, so he's just going to clean his fingernails.
Or begins with Khan. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan Air? There
yes!
Fucking yeah. Thank God! Yes! For your listeners at home, I've just stood up and I've just cheered. I've redeemed myself until the next round and I fuck it up.
Joe just did a lap of honor.
All right, James, what do you think? Ends in star or begins with air?
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Air America.
That is, in fact, a movie starring
and point of fact,
Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr.
It was screened on picture screens.
It totally played in picture houses.
Rock Star Trek II: The Wrath of Con Air.
Yes. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston have great sex. It is fucking groovy chickens. No amount of weed makes that movie good. Believe me, that one was
you
tested.
You keep trying. You keep working.
If they sell it with groovy chickens, I think it'll actually do well.
If you called the movie Groovy Chickens, it would have been better. Mark Wahlberg's many things. A rock star, not so many. Of those things.
Ty West, what do you think? Ends in rock, begins with America.
Doesn't everything?
Wait, ends in...
Ends
right?
In
Am I right
ends
or what?
Ends in rock, star two.
Come on, Austin, fucking loosen up. No, whatever, tighten up, whatever. Fucking South by Southwest badge holders.
In American Gigolo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, good job, Ty.
Late applause, but Richard Gere, we'll peel to that.
Yeah, American Gigolo. Yeah, I just had to think about it for a second. I like it. All right, back to the tremendous Joe Lynch.
Thank you, vagina.
If I had a nickel.
Ends in,
so wait, say it again. Say the whole thing again.
Ends in rock, star two, war at the Con Air, American Gigolo.
School of Low. Rock, star.
Yes.
And all the rest. Yes. And like that.
Yes! I'm still fucking in. You're welcome.
School of Rock. Filmed here, right? Or at least it was a link.
Right here at Esther's Folly?
It was a Linklater movie.
Vicariously.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Black plays a guy who teaches people about singing vaginas at Esther's Follies.
School of Cock.
And iCarly is there. So try to be cool. Where are we at? Who's next?
I believe it's
James.
People. What is it, now what is this motion picture you're trying?
It has to end in school,
mm-hmm.
or begin with gigolo, or olo,
right,
or low,
right. So School of Rock, Star Trek to the Wrath of Con Air, America. Where did that go from there?
American Gigolo.
American Gigolo Rider.
Who's in that? Who's in Lowrider?
There were three.
The
fucking,
cast is here.
There were three lowriders in the 10th row.
They're having a cast party at my
Lowrider.
Is that really a thing?
It was winner of the Golden Yam at the Austin Film Festival. That's Austin's fourth highest honor in cinematic achievement.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I've never heard of a movie called Lowrider. Is there a movie called Lowrider?
Do you know who's in it?
No, I assumed it. I assumed it was probably Sam Elliott and.
Can you do a little Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott and Cheech Marin.
I'd see that movie.
Well, you're gonna ride that low, friend.
Hey, I don't got to ride your low rider.
Yeah, if you're gonna be riding low that way, we might as well make it real.
I ain't got this pendejo is Paco Chalupo. That was more George Lopez than Cheech, really.
Same ballpark. So you're out, James.
All right, fair enough. As long as it was played with dignity and panache.
Yes, it was.
It was. You say so. Indeed.
Or which way are we going? Are we going to Greg now?
What's the first word again? I'm sorry.
School.
It has to end with school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, back to school.
Sure.
Of rock, star... 80 Star Rock Track Wrath of Con Air America Gigolo.
Wow, you guys are good at this. This is ridiculous. Okay, Ty.
Empire Strikes Back to School.
Yeah.
I'm not messing around anymore.
Shit.
Is Joe still in this one?
Yeah, I'm actually still in this.
Okay. So it needs to end in Empire.
Okay.
Which there's a lot of movies that do that. Or begin with low. Gigolo. Okay, so Joe is
okay,
out.
Okay, all right. Okay, hold on.
You got some?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Can I say the longest day? Longest day?
No.
Why not? It's L.O.
It is L.O., but this isn't a written game. It's a spoken game.
What happened to E.T. with the extraterrestrial Alvin and the Chipmunks? See, I could have fucking gotten that.
No, I wouldn't have accepted
God
that
damn
either.
It. I gave it my fucking all, so there you go.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, your best wasn't good enough. But,
Empire Strikes Back to School of Rock, Star Trek to the Wrath of Con Air American Gigolo. Oh, fuck. I went so long, I forgot the goddamn I have one for it. Gigolo. Gigalone Star.
Nice! Right up in the Lone Star State.
Yeah, how many people here, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you were.
Well, I was so upset that you took my thunder on that one, but now I can bookend it with Empire Strikes Back to School of Rock Star Trek.
Wrath of Con Air, American Gigolo, Lone Star Wars. Episode 4,
oh, come on.
A New Hope!
Give it to him. Yeah.
Laying it down for Lucas, dude.
All right, Greg. So
you're the only one.
You need something that begins with hope.
Oh, hope floats.
Of course, hope floats. Ty, what do you got now?
I just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was just still gloating.
Yeah, ends in school. Ends in school or begins with floats?
Ends in empire, yeah.
What?
Back to school.
Yeah, it starts with empire, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Empire. Yeah, school's too easy. Let's make it hard on him. Empire.
Or starts with floats.
Yeah, I think that might be stoppers on both ends. Oh no.
Oh no. Could this be the end of the
round? It's so easy when someone knows one, you know, they haven't done the whole thing, but they know the one out there, and they're like,
pfft. They think they're so smart. Plus, they're not under the pressure of all the lights. And
that's
the
right.
Excitement.
I did it to my... No, I don't know. Tapping.
Tap out. Greg gets another point.
Wait, what was it? What? You had one.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Empire of the Sun.
No, you can't... That doesn't work.
No, it
yeah.
doesn't work.
Wait, it's not
empire.
Called Sun, comma, of the Empire.
No.
Yes. Excellent film, though.
Inland Empire.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Inland Empire. With Val Kilmer,
I thought you said England Empire. I'm like, you fucking idiot. Oh, Inland Empire? Okay, you're not an idiot.
In fact, he's smarter than us.
I turned so fast on people. Yeah, but Inland Empire would have been good. All right, well, this has been a lot of fun, but Greg has got 2 points, so we're going to call Greg the winner.
Yay! Oh, the winner in addition to being the best, I'm also the winner. Wonderful.
Yeah.
It
probably brings you back to the days when you were on Whose Line Is Anyway, and that guy would score up points for no
Drew?
Reason. No,
that
well,
guy.
I know Drew, but the guy before him, what was the British guy's name?
I don't remember. I only remember good times, man. I'm joking. His name was Clive Anderson.
Clive Anderson. And then the prize that you'd win is you get to talk during the end
credits.
You get
to read the credits in the style of my choosing. Greg, get up and be a twat.
All right, Clive.
That's what the show is like. It was a lot of fun.
All right, so Greg will officially be the person who gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Well, let's see those name tags, Austin, Texas. We got hello, the mayor, at the mayor Pete. Is that your Twitter name, the mayor Pete? Okay, so write to him on Twitter, you guys, and say, I don't know you, and I'm not interested in you in any way. Is that money?
There's a dollar bill right there.
Paul Newman dressing packet with John written on it. And then another Paul Newman packet.
So many creative
the guy
ones.
Next to him, so I'm sure
where's
both
the vagina?
Of you won't get picked. There's a vagina.
Okay. I got you, vagina.
There's a Bridget
the Vagina.
Joe,
how many times have you said that in your life?
About four today.
Yeah.
With Bridget.
So, gentlemen, go into the audience and just take it from them.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Yeah, he gets to keep the iPad, right? Okay, cool.
Come here, Bridget the Vagina.
Just take it.
Yeah, just go grab the name tag you want to play for.
Go further into the house.
Whatever one speaks to you.
I'm picking you up. I'm bringing you over.
Whatever one speaks to you as an artist and a human being.
But that was good. No, it was excellent. You did a great job.
What is it?
I went with Jingle All the Way, which has been renamed Benson All the Way.
Is the guy, whose name tag is it?
That's Andy.
And is your name Benson?
Andy is
I,
also
I
on
know
there.
My name is Benson.
Let's
I mean, there's good weed in Austin, but I know my name is Benson.
Let's get this sorted out once and for all.
But how is it your name tag? You just threw Andy on there also? Benson All the Way, Andy.
But the Kids News Network says it's nonstop fun.
And it's a VHS copy.
An impeachable nice source.
It's also turbo-packed, so
they're
felt...
lying to kids about the news on that network.
They loved Air Bud 4, too.
Air Bud 4?
Thank you, buddy. You got to read that
one. And then
turbo-packed with lots of laughs for the entire family. You'll love this film. That's the film advisory board. Yeah.
Oh, they liked it just because there was no singing vaginas in it. That's why they liked it. And who are you playing for, Joe?
Bridget the Vagina.
That's a heart she drew underneath her name, but okay.
But if you hold it sideways, it looks like a vagina. Go with me. The listeners at home, yes.
It was written in period blood from a vagina.
I mean...
Is that my thing, Megan?
I'm just going to check. Oh, there's some people outside. You want to come in? All right. So... There's a window behind us. I went and looked to see what's going on. James, your thing says Chase on it?
Yeah, it says it's Chase.
It's an iPad that he wrote Chase on.
Yeah, I figured I'd like the iPad, so I, you know. I want to see how it feels in my hand.
I'm waiting for the day where somebody brings their iPad and they just draw on it, and they don't actually use it to
paint.
That'd be funny. Or just tape something on it. Okay, so you're playing for Chase the iPad, and Greg is playing for...
I picked him because I'm from San Francisco, and he apparently is too. He's wearing a San Francisco Giants cap. And you may remember, not last year, but the year before, we won the World Series. And he's the at the Mayor Pete, I believe it is.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter, you guys. You're going to gain like 20 followers.
You're going to get
not in Texas.
Follower raped.
From this experience.
Him and Tim Lincecum are just skyrocketing.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll start with Greg.
Baseball. Sorry. Yeah. It's for you. And, well, two of you, technically.
We'll start with Greg. Leonard Maltin game.
I can name it in two.
Shit's about to get serious. Please, no pre-bidding. And then we'll go.
I was just warming up.
Then we'll go down to Ty and Joe. And so James, you'll have a chance to hopefully figure out how this is done.
Yes, by stalking them.
Yeah, and just the one thing to remember, James, is to not guess out of turn. Everybody goes in turn. And that's a simple
like
way.
Like a standard game.
Simple way to keep you from...
With turns? Like a turn-based game?
You'd be surprised. On his third appearance, Chris Hardwick just blurted out a title as soon as he knew it. And of course, ruined it for everyone.
He's used to standing in lines with people wearing costume heads. So there's not as much etiquette.
It's hard to use proper etiquette when you have a papier-mâché head on. Yeah. You're right.
When you're Boba Fett and you've been there for 18 hours in line, you're going to blurt. I wish this crowd would honor each joke with a moment of silence more. Am I really doing a show in here right after this?
Yeah,
Doug?
They're coming back in to watch you do more of that.
Fucking. After I pulled a grenade in this foxhole? Yeah, my show ought to be a smoking ruin. Welcome to Stalingrad, the fucking podcast. I'll be fighting everyone in the room for the last bite of rat haunch as the rain pours down while the Nazis retreat. Happy fucking Christmas, Austin.
This is the Leonard Maltin game. Greg, you get to pick a category.
All right.
Would you like, suggested by at Emo Baseball Repo. That's an interesting Twitter name. Emo Baseball Repo.
Yeah, putting in so many elements that don't fit together.
It's what he listens to in a car that he's repossessing
while he's
on his way to the baseball game.
Right, right.
If you condense that, it's eBay Rape. So maybe he should have considered that when he picked his name.
I bid on eBay Rape, but I didn't end up getting it.
You know, I liked eBay Rape Woodstock better than I liked Amazon Woodstock. Am I wrong in that regard?
You lost that bid.
Would you like, suggested by Emo Baseball Repo, Incontinent is the name of the category, and that is movies with a continent in the title. There are some. I did the research. Or Dylenium, D-Y-L-L-E-N-E-M, suggested on Twitter, Black That Gas Up. And that's movies with either Jack Black or Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Black That Gas Up. Or celebrating a birthday today, friend of the show, Mr. John Hamm. So that would be the films of John Hamm, of which there's about six at this point.
Okay.
But Mad Men is not one of them.
Those are the categories?
It's a TV program coming back on March 25th. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I was going to go by Banana Republic and buy some of the collection, then I remembered I'm cool. I'm going to take.
They have. What do they have at Banana Republic?
They have the Mad Men.
Mad Men clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they have people that stand around all day blowing smoke? You know, blowing cigarette smoke on the clothes, so it's authentic.
Yeah, they give you three scotches, and then you go in this corner and try to nail your secretary. Is my understanding. It's really changing. It's making it more like Abercrombie and Fitch. Thank you. Go on, crowd. Sleep, my darling. Sleep. Are we making Roquefort in this fucking cave? What's happening in here? Jesus H. I'll take incontinent, Mr. Doug.
Here you go. 1985 is the year. We all remember it well. Those of us that were alive. 3.5 stars for this movie from Leonard Maltin. He calls it exquisite. And he also says about this movie that footage was added for the network TV showing. Yeah. Great clues, I know. Oh, he also says the only fault of the movie is over length.
It has the title, a continent is named.
A continent. Now, keep in mind, I'm the person that thinks Denver is a state.
Oh, no.
So I could have fucked this up.
So this movie could be Montenegro or whatever, and you think it's a continent. Okay.
Monte Carlo is a continent.
Yeah, all right. It's a continental. It's a fake one.
There are 11 names.
I can name it in six.
Six, he says. And we go to Ty. These are the names of the cast reading from the bottom up. 11 names have been mentioned by Mr. Maltin.
Remember, this movie's exquisite.
I can do five names.
He says five names. Now, Joe's got some
thinking
to do. Oh.
Ooh.
Strong bit. So now, James, you can say two names or one name or no names. Or you could say to Joe, name that movie. There's no penalty if you ask him to name it. And he succeeds, but if he fails, you do get a point.
Okay. I'll say zero.
Zero names.
Yeah.
You think you know what this movie is?
Sure.
From 1985. Don't say sure like that unless unless you understand this game more than I think you do. So Greg proves.
Two lives hang in the balance?
No lives. No
name
lives.
Name that movie. Yeah.
But somebody's going to win a bag of amazing crap, including a used condom. So you want to be a little, you know...
From Blues Brothers.
...careful about this.
Name that movie.
Out of Africa.
That's correct.
Yes! Yeah! It could only be one.
There's only...
There's another one.
My other guess was Oceania Rules.
Yeah. Australia.
Yeah.
Was a motion picture.
Europa.
Really?
Yeah, there was a movie called
Air
America.
Oh, that's right. Huh? Well, I don't know. North America would probably be, right? It's not just America. Anyway.
A Tale of South America.
Anyway, I'm going to retire that category immediately because we have definitely exhausted it. But James Adomian comes in, never played before, and wins the first point, you guys. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a... Watch your iPad.
On behalf of Chase.
Chase, whose iPad I almost dropped.
Our new friend Chase. All right, so that means Joe.
Blue Jean. I just met a girl named Blue Jean.
Thank you, two people.
So, Joe, you're going to start us off this round.
Then okay.
We'll go to Ty. Somebody's excited.
Thank you.
You get to pick a category.
There's Adam Green. He just got here.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Would you like... Flossed in Translation. That's films that have a dentist in them. Or, from King of Pancakes on Twitter, the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day, according to my research that could be inaccurate. And your third choice would be In Theaters Now. And that's movies that are in theaters now.
Let's do In Theaters Now.
Joe goes with In Theaters Now. Leonard doesn't give stars to the current movies. He just reviews them in an extra long form. And so I'll try to pick out some stuff that doesn't give away what it is.
Why did he drop the stars?
He just does long reviews of the current movies. Really from his own personal point of view. He writes things like, this wasn't for me. But that's not this one. He says about this movie, he says that it's good for, he says it's maybe just good enough to please its target audience.
Yeah, that's an interesting clue. That describes every movie. And then...
Clearly it's the artist.
He says about this movie, he says it isn't easy making a good romantic comedy. Yeah. And that's not necessarily saying this is one. And he lists, and it's from this year, and he lists... Now don't look it up on your iPad, Greg.
I'm not. I'm trying to get back to the name tag, but I touched something on it.
That's okay. We'll never forget the Mayor Pete. We'll never forget Congressman Sam. And there are...
You could do coke off these. Anyone ever noticed that?
It looks like it has had coke
yeah,
off.
I was going to say.
When you see it in the stage light.
15 names, Joe Lynch.
10 names.
He says 10. And then which way do we decide we're going to go?
Nine names.
Nine, says Ty. Greg?
5.
Strong bid. James?
I'll say 6.
Smart.
Awesome.
Very, very clever approach.
Kobayashi Maru.
But I have to go lower, right?
You have to go lower.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll say I'll say 4.
Okay.
Name what that movie.
Oh shit. All right, you get 4 names. It's in theaters now. You remember what I said about it, the clues? It's not easy to make a good romantic comedy. Yeah, I'm not saying whether this is or isn't. And he also said about it that it might be just good enough to please its target audience.
Right.
Yeah. And your 4 names are John Paul Rutan. That's the first name. Then Clint Carlston, Leela Savasta.
Giveaway.
And George Tuliatos. So you pretty much just basically have to go off of the clues and what you think is in theaters now.
Okay.
What do you got? Name a movie that's in theaters now. If you win this whole thing, the crowd is going to go berserk.
Please win.
Okay.
What's a movie that's in theaters now?
That's where I'm stumped.
Don't look at me. I haven't seen anything since You, Me, and Dupree.
That's a good one to stop on. Like, it's not gonna get any better.
No, after that achievement in cinema, I said, fuck it. They're never going to make a movie that sings like this one does, no matter what they use singing with.
But, you know, when we played You, Me, and Dupree in Build a Title, that was awesome because someone said Prefontaine.
Ah, You, Me, and Dupree Fontaine.
Yeah. What do you think, James? What's in theaters now?
I don't know.
Anaconda isn't. Do you want me to name some that aren't?
Yeah, please.
Titanic is not in theaters now, but it's coming back soon in 3D, and fuck that.
I'll say Midnight in Paris.
Wow.
What broke dick theaters are playing that movie from a year ago?
And what
double bill with You, Me, and Dupree.
I figured, I don't know how deep you reach.
No, it's in the... It's...
Thanks.
There's one lady back there that does know how deep I reach.
The girl there, that's a woman back there who fucking gets it.
Is that why she was laughing?
I meant with my hand, not with my...
Yeah.
Okay, so... Because... I'll go into my elbow if I have to. Does anybody think they know it? Wanderlust is not it.
The Vow?
No, it's...
I was hoping it was The Vow just for you.
It's This Means War. This Means War. Yeah. All right, so...
Is that a Jen Aniston?
Reese Witherspoon?
Is that a Jen Aniston?
That's a McGee movie. It's a McGee joint.
Mark of Excellence.
Yeah, it's got. I really like Chris Pine and Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon, but from all accounts, it didn't.
In other movies.
Yeah. By all accounts, it didn't work out. And special announcement that I just got on my phone. If you guys want to watch the Greg Proops cast and you don't want to go back out in the rain, you can stay.
We're gonna have a fucking talk first, though. There's gonna be parameters and ground rules. And I will be expelling people because I'm the fucking dean.
Greg's had a traumatic few days, you guys, so it's going to be a great show. The more upset you are, the more fun it is for the listener, I believe.
That's my feeling.
A lot of people believe that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're always been one of my favorites in telling the audience how shitty they are.
Yeah. What choice have I?
Yeah. But they won't be as damp by the time...
No, they'll have dried off somewhat. Yeah, it's like a steamy spaniel in here now.
All right, so who just got the... what just happened?
Joe got a point. Holy fuck.
Joe Lynch is on the motherfucking
board.
I'm
going to roll. Welcome back, four or five Joe. Podcasts from now, and I'm going to win this fucking thing.
A point.
Yeah, you're going to get good at this.
Someday.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
So since you got the point, we'll start with Ty, and then we'll come right back at you, right? That'll switch the order around. Ty, would you like four-letter titles? That's, titles like SWAT, Paul, Milk, which would be one great title, I think, SWAT, Paul, Milk. Or would you like My Wife? That's movies where the director is married to an actress in the film. Or Breaking Bald, the films of the great Baldwin acting dynasty. Not including Adam. Adam is not related.
I'm going to go with the four-letter one.
Okay, four letters. Now you
cool.
You hit pay dirt, dude, because you get to pick. There's so many movies with four-letter titles. You get to pick from 1992, 1998, or 2004. Which year would you like?
98.
All right, Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He calls it entertaining.
Did he only pack one adjective for his trip around the world? The other one was just good enough to please people who like this sort of thing. This movie I found entertaining. Often I'm barely interested, and I can't be asked.
He also says about this movie that it's too sophisticated and violent for young kids. Yeah, that's an interesting clue. That anything out there is entertaining and yet also too sophisticated and violent for young kids. And he gave it 3 stars, and the year again is 98, and he lists 12 professional actors. Well, maybe not professionals, but 12 people participated in this. And someone's calling from the hotline. How many names do you get it in, Ty West?
8 names.
Eight names. Whoa, Joe Lynch. Fast bid.
What was the category again?
Four-letter word
is the title of the movie. Like MASH would be an example, yeah.
Okay.
And it's down to 7.
I'll say 6.
6 names.
2. Guys.
Whoa! What's happening, you guys?
Name the movie.
Ty says name that movie. Your 2 names are Paul Mazursky. That's why I had to take back the actors thing, because he's more of a director. And John Mahoney. Your 2 names for this 1998 entertaining, too sophisticated, violent for young kids. 4 letters in the title. 3 stars from Len.
Spin? Chud? Fuck? Shit? Ouch? Pork? I don't know. Now that I've been given those 2 actors, I should have been able to get it.
Point to Ty West. The movie's called Ants.
Ants.
Oh. Ants with a motherfucking Z, movie. Motherfuckers. Ants with a Z, y'all. This movie was hip-hop before hip-hop. Okay, so...
It's not with a Z.
Yeah, Ants.
Kidding, I wasn't looking it up.
Everybody's on the board in this one but Greg.
Yeah, but I have 2 powerful points from an earlier round that are holding me like an anchor to the fucking harbor that is Austin Streets.
All right, we'll start with you this round, James.
Is it a stack of chips that you have off the current table?
I'm going to be wearing my headphones for this next one. I'm not looking at anyone like a professional poker match.
I like it. Hoodie pulled up.
Yeah, exactly. Which is my dancer name, Hoodie Pulled Up. If you go see me at Man Bag a little bit later tonight after my set.
Man Bag, is that next on 6 next door to Vice?
Yeah, it's right over next to Vice, which is also a name of an awesome John Mahoney movie. It was too sophisticated for little gangsters.
Though entertaining.
Was entertaining.
James.
Yes, sir.
You get to pick the category.
Entertaining.
Then we'll go to Greg. Would you like Iron Lady? That's movies that have a female robot.
A female robot.
Female robot, okay. Iron Lady. Or Beatlenamia. That's movies where either Paul, John, George, or Ringo is in the title. Or okay. Sock Blocker. That's movies with footwear, some sort of footwear, in the title of the film. Mm. Yeah. Would you like, which one of those would you like? Iron Lady, Beatlenamia, or Sock Blocker?
I'll go Beatlenamia.
All right. This has Paul.
Yes.
This has,
yes. Yes.
This says Paul, John, or George in the title. Narrowing it down for you already. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about a factory worker. And he also says that the movie is redeemed to a surprising extent by the lead actor's powerful performance. And it's from 2002. Again, 2.5 stars. And Leonard lists 12 names. How many names do you think you can get in? James Adomian.
Are any of the 12 names John, Paul, George, or Ringo?
First of all, you can't ask questions. And secondly,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Wait. Yes. Yes, there's a Paul in the cast.
All right. I'll say...
bonus clue.
I'll go in five.
Five names, he says, Greg.
Name that movie.
This is exciting. We're going to have a four-way tie, I think. Because this is going to be tough.
I know.
I'm not going to lie to you. How many names does he get?
Five.
All right. Your five names are Daniel E. Smith, Paul Johansson, Troy Bayer, Obababatunde.
Thank you. Molly's third highest.
Who doesn't love Obababatunde? Or Sean Hatosi. Hatosi. How do you pronounce that? I never knew. Hatosi? Sean Hatosi. He's been in some stuff. It's a dude, right? Those are your five names.
And what year?
And the year is 2002.
Ah,
really impressive if you pull this one out.
Okay.
It's got the name of a beetle in it.
Right.
In the title.
Did a bird just pass? Oh, yes. Is what? It? No, it's Tinkerbell trying to save me from this horrible situation.
Okay, I'll say... this is not right, but I'll say The Madness of King George.
Was that
that's
what you're thinking
like
it might
5 years.
Be? When you, yeah. No, it's... What is it? John Q. John Q.
John
fucking Q with Denzel Washington. Denzel. We have a four-way tie! Woo!
This has never happened before, except for a couple of times.
Yeah, I think it's happened, but that's still exciting. I'm still into it. So, so Greg got the point, so we'll start with Ty, and then we'll go to Joe, right? And... Your options, Ty, are Here's Johnny. That's movies where a character in the film does an impression of Jack Nicholson for whatever stupid reason. Or I'll Be Back, sequels starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm just going to stop you right there. That's what we're going to do.
Or Schmingle Mingle Bingle. Movies with that title. All right, I'll Be Back. The year.
Should have gone with Schmingle Bingle.
This Negative is exciting. One. The year is 1991. Who'd I say is going to go second? Which way do we go? Joe? Okay. The year is 1991. Leonard says about this movie that it is, of course, it's a sequel. He says it's kinder and gentler. He also says about this movie that some versions, when you buy it, feature additional footage.
Is it entertaining in any way?
Is there a sequel to Jingle All the Way?
Let me see if it's entertaining. I don't see the word entertaining anywhere. Mm. Yeah.
Vaguely interesting.
Oscar winning, though, is in there. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And there are 10 names. For the win, how many names do you think you can get in, Ty West?
I think I could do negative two.
Negative two, he says. Well, this
all
is
right, give us those two names.
Negative one seems this is pretty
exciting.
Obvious.
Yeah, so he says negative two. So that means he's going to name the top two members of the cast and the name of the movie. So, Joe, your only options.
Negative three.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now, James,
I don't know.
This is some crazy shit. Do you think you know what the movie is?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you have to name, in the right order, according to Leonard Maltin, from the top of the cast list down, you have to go to four names or more.
Okay.
In the right order, or you have three. Or you have to ask, didn't Joe say three?
Oh, you had three, sorry.
Yeah, Joe said three.
I can't count.
So Joe said three, so you have to go to four, or you have to say, Joe, name that, and hope that he doesn't get the names in the right order, or that he's even thinking of the wrong movie, which he is not.
I know, yeah. I'll say negative four.
Oh, wow.
It's over.
Craig Proops, what are you going to do with that?
I don't know if I can name five fucking people in this movie.
In the right order.
All right,
it's
I can do
sick.
It.
Sick. You think you could do it?
Yes, yeah.
He says five names, Ty West.
Name the movie.
All right, name that movie, Greg.
Terminator 2.
Full title?
The Quickening?
That's correct. That's correct. You don't know it's called Judgment Day?
Oh, was it? No, I didn't remember.
Oh, yes, it was.
I never, when I hit a colon, I see it as a period. And I just stop.
Okay.
Did that just fuck me on winning there?
You should lose, but I'm excited to see you name the top five listed people in the right order, because I think you're gonna lose twice.
I do too. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct.
Linda Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Patrick. Oh, Eddie Furlong.
Edward Furlong.
That's what I was concerned about you for.
And then the fifth name is Earl Bowen.
Yes.
Earl Bowen. He's the guy in the insane asylum that's always giving people shots in the neck. And then
Joe Morton from
Earl Bowen. Yeah. All right. So that means that Ty West has done it again. Or no, wait. Wait. What happened? Who won?
He asked me to name it.
Yeah. Ty West wins, everybody.
Yes, dude. Did it again.
Sorry, Mayor Pete.
Tournament of Champions. Look the fuck out.
Doug Benson's Stoner Game Show. Who wins? All right. Congratulations, Ty. Who are you playing for, Ty?
Andy.
Where's
All
Andy
the way.
At? There you go, Andy.
Good job, Andy.
There's your bag of stuff, Andy. Congratulations, and you take your jingle all the way back, because nobody needs to look at that. And let's see who, does your name tag have a shithead on the back of it?
Bridget,
no, okay.
You need
so
to
we
name
need
a
Bridget
shithead.
To come up here. And
not
ooh,
me.
I got her blood all over my fingers. Nice.
Menstruation is a shithead.
Now don't spoil it. No, come on up here, Bridget. And who else? We need this gentleman's shithead, and we need Chase to name a shithead. And she's gonna write it down there. I heard you. Good one, I guess. Weird one, actually. And what's he doing over there? You're gonna write it down on there? That's awesome. Thank you very much. Okay. Keep it local. I like it. And
tap, 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 tap.
Okay.
There's more than one?
Well, he's got a bunch of stuff written down. It says
Milk bread.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Fright Night, Solomon Kane. I think it's mostly movies, but...
Which Fright Night are you referring to?
The remake?
Don't say it.
The Quickening?
The original, right?
Yeah.
Good call.
Okay.
Judgment Day.
All right. So, you guys got anything you want to plug really quick? Greg Proops?
Yeah, I'm doing a podcast called The Smartest Man in the World. It's free to download on iTunes and apparently free for a lot of the people in this audience.
Yeah, they get to stick around. They get to stick around, stay dry. Be sure to visit the bar here, though, at Esther's and have another cocktail. I recommend Tito's Vodka, handmade vodka right here. James, what do you got anything coming up on the road or any? You're going to be on Comedy Bang Bang on IFC, I assume?
Yes, I'm doing Comedy Bang Bang on IFC, and it'll be, I'm doing a thing on Children's Hospital. It's going to be fun.
Oh, nice. That's a great show. People love it.
I'll also be in Portland and Atlanta soon.
Nice. Joe Lynch, I know we said this last time you were on, but when can they look for your next movie?
Knights of Bad Aston will be out before the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Best I got.
That's the best you got.
Best I got right now, yes. It's pre-apocalypse.
And you're going to start production soon on Everly, and you're going to finally make a good Kate Hudson movie.
Yes, that's my goal.
So I'm very excited about that. And
Halston is on Fear
and
April
3rd. It can't be
done. It can.
Yes,
he can do it. It's her in a hotel room with a lot of guns.
Have you cast McConaughey yet?
Because the people of Texas would
like
to know.
We're in talks. We're in talks. I mean, that's why I'm going to see Killer Joe tonight. I'm going to.
And Ty West is about to start. You're starting soon on a movie with Liv Tyler.
That's correct. In May/June. Also before the apocalypse.
Is that what it's called? That'd, yep. That'd be a good name for a horror movie. May/June.
Can we try May/June?
It's about angry
June.
Lesbians, roommates.
Starring Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Now that would be good.
Yeah, I'd see the shit out of that.
We'll come see VHS tomorrow night at midnight at the South Park.
What's your portion of VHS called?
It's called Second Honeymoon, though it doesn't say that, but I am the second portion. You will notice mine by being
That's
the
clever.
Slow burn portion, as they like to say.
Oh, nice slow burn. I like that.
And then April 24th, The Innkeepers comes out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah, nice. Check it out. Nice. Innkeepers. Good stuff.
Awesome.
I'm going to be taping my next album / CD, whatever you want to call it, at Parlor Live in Bellevue, Washington, on April 20th. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to all you guys.
Thank you, Austin.
For buying South By badges and coming in with your name tags. Always a good time.
Yeah, vagina.
Oh, my God. The guy's thing went off, so I gotta unlock it. Oh, there it is. Okay. As always... Andrew Breitbart is a shithead. Jake Isgar
Stop
is a shithead.
Stop raping the people! Stop raping them!
Jake Isgar is a shithead. And finally, Governor Rick Perry is a shithead.
To watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug